Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Certainly is a beautiful, sunny Sabbath day that we have today. This morning, I'd like to get started by asking you a question that you probably haven't been asked in quite a while, or maybe never asked before. What would you do, or what do you do, when you find or you see someone's cow or other livestock out and going astray? What do you do? What would you do? But you may be like, I'm kind of busy right now. I think I'm just going to keep on driving along my way and go about my business. I don't know them anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, if you will, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 1, and we'll see what we're supposed to do if we see someone's animal or livestock out going astray. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 1. It says, "You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray and hide yourself." Or you could say, my center margin says, ignore them. "For hide yourself from them. You shall certainly bring them back to your brother. If your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall remain with you. Until your brother seeks it, then you shall restore it to him." Verse 3. "You shall do the same with his donkey. And so you shall do with his garment and with any lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found. You shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself." It continues in verse 4 around this concept of what to do if you find someone's animal loose. 4 says, "You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down along the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help lift them up." Again. Also, it says a little bit to this concept is in Exodus 23. In Exodus 23, verse 4. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 4, it says, "If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under the burden, you would refrain from helping it. You shall surely help him with it." So here we have this concept that we're supposed to help. If we see someone's livestock or property going astray, we're supposed to help it get back to its owner. You could say, okay, what relevance does this have today? Because unless you live in an agricultural society where you're around people that have livestock or other animals, you might not really get an opportunity to do this. But we'll see that there's more to this. But it's clear that we're to do that. It's kind of interesting that it's living in a rural area. From time to time, we have life presents these opportunities to practice this specific concept. I can remember one such time. It happened, I was going up to do the barn work to feed the animals. And what do you know, all of a sudden, just standing there, I see by itself this little Angus calf, but real close to our barn. And at first I was like, well, I was actually thinking about buying one of them. And at first I was like, oh, maybe God just, you know, blessed me with one. But then I realized that probably wasn't the case. He probably just didn't make it appear out of nowhere. So I was looking around, and then I noticed one thing, that this little calf was actually blind. And then I looked it up. Up a little ways up, the neighbor's has a fence line, has adjoining pasture to ours. I saw the mama cow was up there, very concernedly looking down and calling for her calf. So what did we do? We didn't say, all right, I got a calf now and put it in the barn. You know, that wasn't the right thing to do. Of course, we helped that calf. It was pretty young at the time, and we helped it. We let it back up and got it through its fence and reunited with its mother, and she accepted it, and I believe it started nursing. But that was just, I mean, so there was a time that I had the opportunity to actually apply this scripture directly. And, you know, but, so there's more to it, though. What's the principle, you know, behind this concept? How can, even if you don't live in an area where you maybe your neighbor's livestock is out, but still the thing is that, you know, if I had a calf and it got out, I would want that person to get it back into my property, get it back with its mother. It's thinking of that other person, right? Well, the principle, to see the principle behind this concept, it's, we find this principle that is directly related to this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. We'll see the principle behind this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. You probably already know where I'm going with this, but if not, you'll find out shortly. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12 says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." And the parallel verse is over in Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. It says, "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise." So if you think about it, this concept of you find your neighbor's livestock, his property astray, that you're supposed to help him get it back, return it to him, that concept is really based in doing unto others as you want them do unto you, the golden rule. It's about thinking of others. This is a relatively simple concept, and it doesn't really come natural to us, but it's interesting how this principle can be applied in so many different ways, almost every day in our daily life, and almost to everything. To do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It could be, this concept could be applied in simple, very simple ways, as simple as seeing somebody coming to a door with their hands full. Well, you know, if I had my hand full, I would like someone to open the door up for me. As simple as opening a door for someone with their hands full, or countless courteous things that we could do. So the next time that you see someone's cows out, or their sheep or chickens or whatever on the out of their pen, or whatever the circumstance might be, it could be something different, someone with their hands full, remember to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.